Good morning, Tina.
Good morning, Morena.
We just had a Whangarei Writers' World not long ago. We've got another one coming up around King's birthday weekend, around that time, and there's something we wanted to bring to you ahead of time, which is what is exactly the event that you're running? It's a workshop or something like that, Tina?
Yeah, so Anne Neville and I have organised the Whangarei Raglan Writers' Weekend. So it's 2 days over King's birthday weekend of awesome writing workshops. We've got an amazing group of award-winning writers coming to Whangarei. And you can come along for 1 day or 2 days, and our writers will be talking about flash fiction, about how to write your characters, how to build a character. Anne Neville and I will be talking about publishing. I think there's a lot of people out there interested in publishing their own work or would like to find out more about that process. Yeah, and we'll even take them for a paddle in the harbour if the weather's good.
Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting that bit.
All grist to the creative mill.
Ah, right, yes. Okay. I get it. Now, you mentioned the phrase, did you say flash fiction there?
Yeah.
What's that?
Flash fiction is really great form. It's basically a very short story, like 300 words, 400 words. And so Tracy Slaughter, who lectures over at the University of Waikato, is coming through, and she will run a writing workshop for people focusing on flash fiction. So the way she describes it is writers will focus on producing flash work inspired by an image, generating vivid and atmospheric lines using a photograph sensory cues. So it sounds really fun.
Okay.
Yeah, and then Ben Brown, who's also at the university at the moment, he's writer in residence this year over there. He's going to be talking about his the whakapapa of story, so all around the origin and place of story and his own writing journey, and that's going to be awesome as well.
So just give us a little bit of the mini bio for both of those two, Tracy Slaughter and Ben Brown.
Yeah, so, and there's also, of course, Siobhan Harvey, I should say, who's running the workshop, writing workshop, the back character. But Tracy, gosh, she's won awards for her short fiction, poetry, essays. She's just won the Calibre Essay Prize, which is this really prestigious prize for an essay. And she's a senior lecturer at the University of Waikato. Ben Brown, he's Ngāti Mahuta, Ngāti Koroki, Ngāti Paola, and he's also an award-winning author. He writes for children and adults. His last book was a memoir. Oh, and yes, so he's writer-in-residence now in Kirikiriroa. And Siobhan, of course, published 8 books, poetry mainly, and she's won awards, and he's been highly commended in the Bridgeport Memoir Award, and she's worked as a senior lecturer
in Auckland.
Yeah.
So she's based in Auckland.
Yes.
And she's presenting character traits, a workshop on character traits.
Yeah.
So what will that entail?
Well, yeah, basically it'll get people writing and thinking more deeply about character and learning different ways to bring a character to life on the page. So it'll be an excellent session.
Okay, and you, what are you doing as part of this workshop? I made that sound like an accusation. What's your part to play?
me and Anne Neville, we're going to be taking 2 sessions. Basically, we're covering the nitty-gritty about writing and publishing.
Yeah.
So we'll really be delving deep into publishing. I'm a published author, and I also work as a publisher, so does Anne. And my last book was actually the Bateman New Zealand Writer's Handbook. So I'm hoping between Anne and I, we'll sort of cover all the bases
okay.
when it comes to publishing, yeah.
So Anne kind of set up her own independent publishing organisation.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your story with publishing?
Well, I started out as a writer. Well, I still am a writer, writing novels. I write fiction. And then I'm involved with Cloud Ink Press, which is a boutique New Zealand publisher. What else can I say?
What does the press do? Like, Is it a one person band or is it several people?
No. There's a group of us. There's a team of us, and we publish New Zealand fiction, basically.
And was it set up with an express purpose of trying to get certain type of writing out there or anything like that?
Yeah. Yes, indeed. To promote New Zealand fiction, because you know it can be a bit hard to get your book published, especially as a first-time fiction author. So we're really promoting that and promoting very New Zealand books. So that's been a great experience.
Okay, now this weekend, who's it for? Like, if you're completely green and fresh to writing, is it going to be for you, or do you want people who are a little bit more experienced?
Both. So if you're very green to writing, very new to it, come along, you'll learn heaps and heaps. For more experienced writers, same, because you'll have the chance to write. You'll be, we're hoping actually to create a sort of collegial space. We've slotted in what we're calling the writing room, where, you know, it can be a little bit lonely being a writer working by yourself. So we're going to encourage participants to go into this writing room, and you can work on your own work as well. You know, so there's the opportunity to engage with our authors and with other writers, participants, and, yeah, just have a really neat time, you know. I think it's such a great program. We've got, we'll be showing a film about Kerry Hulme. And on the Sunday night, we'll have a get-together at the Wharf and Wharf Restaurant to share work. So, you know, it's really about inspiring people to get into their writing or develop their writing further.
Okay, and so where do people sign up, and how much will it be?
They can go onto the Raglan Arts Centre website, and you can book in there. And the great thing is you can book for 1 day or 2 days, you know. And the price is... what is it? $80 for 1 day, and there's a discount if you're a Raglan Arts member.
Oh yeah.
Or $140 for both days.
Okay, that's. I think that's quite a good deal, given that you've got these three amazing authors.
Yeah.
A lot of expertise there, all coming to Raglan. I'm actually quite amazed this will be the third kind of period of a week of events for Whangaroa Writers World. There's been a lot of effort gone into getting this all together. I feel.
I know, and you know. Big shout out to Ed Neville, who's been putting in so much time to develop this program, and I think it's just so awesome having this, developing a writing community in Whangaroa. It's brilliant.